The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Julie Galbraith of Eversheds Sutherland, a chair of the Employment Law Association of Ireland, is here, regular, of course, on the PK show to answer your questions. Let's just take a general one because I have a whole raft of questions here. Is just that issue of annual leave. Are you entitled to take it whenever you like?
Hi, Ivan. How are you? Yes, it's very topical at the moment. So lots of our clients are ringing in because employees are asking detailed questions about their annual leave point. And exactly what Andrea just said, it's often the case that a lot of people want to take particular times if they have children. And equally, employers may want to close for particular times during the year. So a lot of employers traditionally in the construction or other sectors would close for the first 2 weeks in August. So questions we're getting is, do I have to take my leave when my employer tells me to take the leave? And the short answer is yes. So unusually under Irish law, the gift as to when someone can take annual leave rests with the employer. So the employer must ensure that employees have opportunities to take leave. A full-time employee in Ireland has up to 20 days annual leave. That's 4 working weeks. If they're part-time, it'll be prorated based on their part-time hours. If they work shift, it'll be based on their shift working days. But it's 20 days. And in essence, the employer can direct when that leave is to be taken.
So if someone says, I want to take next week off, you can say no.
Yeah, and a lot of employers will have policies on annual leave, so how much notice is required and other things like that.
That couldn't be clearer. Thank you, Julie. We have an employee who we suspect is skiving during the working day. I would like to ask the employment lawyer if it's legal to place a tracker on a company vehicle.
The short answer is it is. So that vehicle belongs to the company and the employer is driving at the behest of the employer. But there are some employment and in particular data protection considerations to bear in mind with that. So in order to process data like that, that looks at where someone is driving, what they're doing, it could have an impact on their personal
visits.
So the answer
is yes.
The answer is yes to some extent, but consider it fully.
I can start work early and finish late, sometimes 12 hours a day. I challenged this with management and told it was part of my contract. I've checked my contract. It states 40 hours per week. So how can I re-challenge? I'm sure this will cause conflict.
Yes, when I read that, I presume what they're saying is that they are sometimes working 10 or 12 hours per day. And in essence, an employee is obliged to work or can't work any longer than 48 hours per week, averaged over a 4 month period. So if they're working 10 or 12 hours a day over 5 days a week, that is too long. So I would suggest that employee sits down and says, we need to figure out my specific terms and conditions of work. What are my start and finish times and how will that be managed on an ongoing basis?
How much notice does an employer have to give prior to a change in shifts? At the moment, we're given 1 month's notice, but it's proposed to cut it to 1 week. Is that allowed?
There's no particular statutory requirement as to how much notice is required in scenarios like this. If it has always been a month, that would be an implied term and condition of contract. That should continue. A week is probably a little bit short. It may be for the summer period when, again, back to our first point, people are on leave and other things could be changing. So I'd flesh that out a bit more. It's not illegal, but it wouldn't be best practice to only give a month for shift patterns.
Okay, if an employee is out long-term sick and becomes well enough to return to work, can an employer refuse to take the employee back even though they're on income protection or a benefit from the employer? An invalidity pension is on the specific grounds that they're not well enough to work. Does an employee on long-term absence due to illness accrue holiday hours and for how long?
The first one probably needs a bit more detail to flesh it through fully. So an employer's duty to an employee on long-term sick is to ensure that they potentially can return to their same role when they are fit to do so. Income protection is a separate insurance policy that the employer pays for. The employee in this instance is on income protection. They will be reviewed continuously by an income protection doctor to ensure that they are still too unwell to return to work. So it would be unusual that an employee would be fit to return to work but would remain on income protection. So I'd imagine they're either coming off income protection soon or their GP has signed them as fit to return to work. So in short, no, an employer can't refuse to take someone back to work if they are fit to return to work. A line I would always say to my clients is, we are not doctors, so we may want something to happen, but you need clear doctors' evidence in scenarios like that. The employer may also need to make reasonable accommodations for an employee returning if they need particular work patterns, access to bathrooms, if they need more frequent breaks, all of that should be told by a doctor and not the employer or
HR. So it's clinically led, a lot of that. Okay.
Yes.
Just wondering about mandatory overtime. Our company has us doing a mandatory 4 hours overtime a week. I'm wondering the legal situation behind it, as we've been threatened with disciplinary actions if not completed. For 8 weeks, basically all summer, I have a work contract for 40 hours a week, but I always work between 55 and 60 hours a week. Is my employer obliged to pay me the 40-hour holiday pay period? Are they supposed to be paid by the average hours worked in the previous weeks?
Okay, there's two specific questions there. The first is about mandatory overtime, and the person says that they're working about 4 hours overtime per week. So that's back to the point we made a minute ago. An employee can't work more than 48 hours per week, averaged over a four-month basis. So if that is 4 hours a week on top of, say, a 40-hour working week contract, that's fine. Mandatory overtime would often be in contracts of employment that there is this requirement to flex up and flex down. Either someone is on a salary, so that 4 hours overtime is being included as part of their salary, or they're getting paid extra for the 4 hours overtime. So that is allowed by contract. The second question there is a work contract for 40 hours a week, but the person always works between 55 and 60 hours a week. Again, this will probably come back to, are they on a salary or are they on an hourly paid contract? If they're on a salary, they still shouldn't really be working 55 to 60 hours a week. That's a lot of working hours, and there's health and safety considerations to bear in mind there. Again, it's 48 hours per week, averaged over a four-month period. But if those hours have been logged, in essence, yes, the employer should be giving the employee the holiday benefit of working the additional hours, in particular if they are part-time. So this is a big flex up during the summer. They should absolutely get the benefit of those additional hours. If this is continuous on an ongoing basis, that needs a proper conversation with HR management on the extent of those working hours.
Okay, just getting back to annual leave. My wife works for an employer who requires 6 months' notice of annual leave. But when it comes to giving approval for the leave, they can almost do it on a week-to-week basis. And therefore, if you've got to book a holiday, it's impossible. Can an employer leave it too late to give holiday approval?
Yeah, and I think this goes back to the normal good employee relations practices. An employer should be encouraging people to take leave. They should have looked at their calendar for the year, looked at peak periods for the employer's own business, and then encourage people to take leave at periods outside of that. Once a request comes in, it should be accepted very quickly so that employees are enabled to take leave when they want. They have to be able to plan their family life and have breaks. So I would encourage employees to ask for annual leave as quickly as possible, as quickly as when they need it, and for employers to apply quickly.
Final quick one. It's kind of a subjective question. I'm wondering if you could ask, what's the role of HR? Are they on the side of the employer and the employee?
HR, if they are working to the best of their ability, should be neutral. They should be a bridge between the employer and the employee. They are naturally there to ensure that workplace practices and policies are complied with. They are there if there are disciplinary or performance issues. But after that, they are also there as the voice of the people. So if they're doing their job well, they are a really good bridge between both.
Julie Galbraith, if I may say so, you're brilliant. I hate waffly answers. You give me black and white, yes or no. Head of Employment at Evershed Sutherland. And sometimes the answer is grey, but thank you indeed.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.